With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Although former President Trump has never been charged with insurrection, let alone convicted of it, President Biden says it's self-evident that Mr. Trump is an insurrectionist for advising his supporters to demonstrate peacefully and patriotically at the U.S. Capitol.
After the Colorado Supreme Court cited the Constitution's insurrection clause in kicking the former president off the primary ballot, President Biden told reporters that there's no question Trump supported an insurrection. He said the former president seems to be doubling down on it. But Mr. Biden stopped short of commenting on the legal case. Whether the 14th Amendment applies or not, he said, we'll let the court make that decision. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Citing the Second Amendment, a federal judge has temporarily blocked a California law that would have banned carrying firearms in most public places. Also at SRNnews.com, state of Texas, overwhelmed with illegal immigrants crossing the southern border, is adopting a quicker way to get them to where they want to go in the U.S. The state has started offering to fly them to the city of Chicago.
Governor Greg Abbott's office says the first flight Tuesday carried more than 120 people. That was a week after Chicago took a tougher stance on the buses he's been sending north since April of last year. More than 80,000 illegal aliens have since been relocated through the effort, including 23,000 to Chicago. The initiative is part of Abbott's multi-billion dollar border security plan called Operation Lone Star. Ron DeRockstor reporting.
A lot of Americans hoping to be home for Christmas. AAA expects 115 million of us to travel at least 50 miles between this coming Saturday and New Year's Day. It's about 2% more than last year. People taking to the roads, the rails, and in the air. Watching Wall Street, Dow futures are up 165 points. This is SRN News. Is the Catholic Church headed for a split?
The last time it fractured was over 500 years ago, and papal indulgences were the key issue. This time, it's homosexuality. Pope Francis' decision to allow priests to offer blessings for gay civil unions has enraged numerous conservative bishops around the globe. One of them, Tomasz Peta of the Archdiocese of St. Mary in Kazakhstan, has forbidden his priests from blessing homosexual relationships and has publicly admonished the Pope by name for his decision. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Republican district attorney has appealed a court ruling that determined an 1849 Wisconsin law does not ban abortions, a decision that cleared the way for abortions to resume in the state. Sheboygan County District Attorney Gerald Ermansky asks that the appeal be heard in the state's Second District Court of Appeals, where three of the four judges are conservatives. The appeal was expected, and the case is likely to ultimately be decided by the Wisconsin Supreme Court. SRN News. South Korea's top court ordering two Japanese companies to pay up for the mistreatment of their Korean workers decades ago.
South Korea's Supreme Court ruled that Mitsubishi Heavy Industries and Nippon Steel must give compensation to a total of 11 workers who were forced to work for the companies during Japan's 1910 to 1945 colonial rule of the Korean Peninsula. The ruling is in line with the court's contentious 2018 verdicts that caused a huge setback in relations between the two countries. Observers say the ruling won't likely hurt bilateral ties much because Seoul and Tokyo have been pushing hard to bolster their partnerships in the face of shared challenges. Jeremy House reporting.
Wells Fargo Bank employees in New Mexico have voted to unionize. It is the first time that workers at a major U.S. bank have attempted to organize in the modern era. More details, SRNnews.com.